When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ. Jamie Morning Show, Monday, 92 today. Podcast going to be up after 10 o'clock on the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. Remember that MRI story we had last week?
About
the guy that got caught in the necklace and all that?
Oh, yeah.
There's more details on that. I guess it was his mom that was in the machine, right? And then he went to save her or something like that, right? Get her out of the machine. That's when it clicked on and dragged him into the machine.
So nuts.
Did you see that? All right, here's the story.
The man injured in that MRI room accident on Long Island has now died. Police say the 61-year-old entered the room without authorization on Wednesday at Nassau Open MRI while a scan was in progress. He was sucked into the MRI machine because he was wearing a metallic necklace. The man went to the hospital in critical condition where police say he died yesterday afternoon.
His mom is at the MRI machine. Uh-huh. They're putting her in. The guy that's the technician leaves the room. Mom's in the MRI. This guy then goes running into the room, and that's how he gets sucked in.
From the machine is on.
Yeah.
That's a strong necklace.
It's his wife.
Oh, his wife.
Yeah.
That's
and
his wife.
Also, he was wearing a 20-pound necklace, is what they said.
A 20-pound necklace. With a lock on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the lock, they said the lock was so strong, and the necklace, it was just so strong that there was no way to pull him out. That the magnetic pull was unbelievable.
Was it a clock?
I don't know.
It sounds like it was like a Flava Flav chain. Yeah.
They called it, the story did call it like a weightlifting necklace or something weird like that.
It was bizarre. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess his wife is in the machine. He goes running into the room. The technician is like, whoa, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Don't go in there. He gets too close to the machine and it sucks that lock in and then drags him in. Now, he was in bad condition when they pulled him out of there, finally got him out, but then he eventually passed away.
Speaking of medical conditions, I just want to get you guys ready, okay?
Yeah.
Because today I'm getting my lips filled.
You are.
No, I'm getting my lips
You're going
filled.
For that duck look again?
I am. I'm getting it done. And so I just want to prepare you for tomorrow. That I will be talking like this. Because remember the first day, they stay really swollen.
Yeah.
Looks a little gnarly the first day.
Yeah, it really does. And so just so everybody knows, I'll be a little bit off tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for the warning. Thanks for the warning. There you go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. I guess everybody had a busy weekend. Jamie, you were up and moving around all weekend long. Went to a wedding this weekend.
Crazy.
Carson hit his family out of town. All he did was clean.
Okay, can I just tell you something? You are the funniest Carson man on the planet with you. He went like this, BJ. Let me do an impression.
Oh, he was proud.
Let me do an impression of Carson, everybody. Yeah. Ah. I was like, what's that? Yep, Bree and my daughter are out of town, and my house has never been cleaner. Oh. I mean, and it goes like chef's kiss. Mwah. I mean, it's never been cleaner. Yeah.
It feels so good.
He basked
in the cleanliness last night.
He says he just sat on the couch looking around the room. How clean it is.
He did.
And you could see sparkles coming off of everything in the room.
Mm-hmm. I did have one question for him because he is our cleaner. He's like obsessed with it. Well, I had one question, and that is, y'all, how does our refrigerator handle get so crunchy?
Oh.
How is it that refrigerator handle, there's only two of us, it gets so crunchy.
Yeah, and it's not like you touch it knowing that you have food on your hands. You're just like,
it's just over time it gets crunchy. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I was cleaning it. I was like, how did this get so crunchy?
It's gross. Yeah.
It is gross. Yeah. It is disgusting.
Well, I know. I mean, for you, I don't understand. For me, I get it, okay? Because I cook every night.
Uh-huh.
I cook every night, and I'm always preparing something, reach for the fridge. But I get how mine gets that way. But for you, for a person that never cooks.
I never cook. And I don't understand yours. There's only two of us, and it gets crunchy. Don't know how.
Is since he's been home from college, is Ralphie cooking behind your back or something?
But he does cook.
Okay, well, then maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
I
mean,
no, but it's always crunchy. It just gets crunchy. Like, I don't know how it happens. It's like mysterious crunchy. And you grab it, and you're like, what is that?
You instantly know. Yeah. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I do love a good clean house, though. I mean, I'm not one to do it. But I do like it when it's done.
There's nothing like it, man.
Did you see on that one commercial that people got more satisfaction out of cleaning their toilet than they did like getting a check or something? It's some kind of study. Yeah, like having a...
I don't think I buy that.
Yeah, don't I hate cleaning the toilet. Yeah. That's the worst.
Wait a minute. You just said cleaning a toilet. People get more satisfaction than getting a check?
I don't know what it was.
What?
I forgot what they...
No way.
If they compare it to something, it's a commercial. But I forgot what it was. I wanted to go with money or something. Can you look up what people get more satisfaction than?
I'm trying to figure it out.
You guys not seen the commercial?
No.
They have all these people.
I don't know if I buy it. I don't know if there's any satisfaction in cleaning a toilet. Period.
Well, yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, I would say that's maybe tongue-in-cheek.
You know,
whatever
my my toilet lid broke at the cabin. Boy, did I feel fat.
Yeah. Someone broke one here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I think it was Pete.
So Clorox did a study.
Okay, that's what it is.
And it says that they get more satisfaction cleaning a toilet rather than petting puppies.
Really?
But I don't know if I buy that.
I don't know if I buy that either. Yeah. And that's a lot different than a check.
But no, but it's same difference. Everybody loves a puppy.
Everyone loves puppies.
Yeah, but you get more satisfaction cleaning a toilet than you do petting puppies.
Yeah.
You think that's true?
No.
No. No.
Absolutely.
Well, look who did it. Clorox. Yeah. Give me a break.
BJ and Jay.
You know, I read this Mr. Beast story. Did you see where he gave away that jet?
No, I did not.
He had a guy, I think I have audio. Hang on, was it
where they all put their hand on it or something?
No.
He did that before.
Now, this is a jet challenge. I think the guy had to live on the plane for like 100 days. Is that right, Spadell?
Yeah, he did.
It's a $2.5 million jet.
Yeah,
the guy's a pilot already.
It's not a very good jet.
$2.5 million? I don't know my jets. I mean, you live in a different world. Those gated communities out there, you guys probably know jets, but I don't know my jets.
I'm sorry.
$2.5 million jet, Jamie.
It doesn't, okay.
That's not much.
It's kind of a small jet. Must be really little.
All right.
And slow.
All right. Let me play the story first, okay? And then listen on the backside what he turned down.
Okay.
After he won his jet.
No joke, I spent $2.5 million on this private jet. And once you step inside, the 100 days will begin.
Oh my God.
If Armando stays on this plane for the next 100 days, it will forever be his to fly anywhere he wants all around the world.
100 days living in this thing? No problem.
That was a smooth ride. This thing is nice. If any part of your body touches the ground outside this plane, the video ends and you lose this private jet.
Don't touch the ground.
Good luck.
See you when I see you.
Let's see if Armando can win this private jet.
He won. He stayed in the jet for 100 days, never touched the ground. He won the jet $2.5 million. And then he was offered $500,000 to stay an extra 100 days inside the jet.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He turned it down.
It says a 12-seater private jet can cost anywhere from $15 to $25 million.
Oh, that's a cheap plane.
I mean, it still looks nice.
It's a beautiful jet. I don't like these rich people games.
I know.
I saw this story and I thought, you know, I'm interested in the story because the guy lived on a jet and won a jet.
Right. But so good for him.
But when he turns down $500,000 to stay on that jet for another 100 days, that's where he lost me. Because it's like, okay, well, this guy's already worth a lot of money. Who turns down $500,000?
I think he started going crazy. He started going crazy after 100 days on this jet. It happened to the kid that lived in that house.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, remember that kid that lived in the house? Every day they would take away a piece of furniture. Yes. It was Mr. Beast.
I get that.
And then he started going literally crazy because they had no one to talk to. He finally caved. He didn't win the house because he finally went to see his girlfriend.
Well, I could see that. You're isolated from everyone.
That's what this guy said, though. He said the only thing it was is he missed his family and wanted to see his family.
That's a long time.
He didn't stay. But 100 days, I mean, you could work that out for $500,000.
Well, like your family. Maybe he likes his. He doesn't have a grandpa in the basement.
He also said that it sucked not having meaningful contact with just anybody in the outside world.
Yeah, you don't have any interaction. Like, even Bree struggles when she works from home. Like, just talking to me.
Right.
But she's like, I
gotta talk
like
to somebody else.
Yeah, like, bounce, like, it's cool because I get to see you every day, but it's like, I need some people to bounce off ideas.
Yeah, imagine like, you're different because you want to drive a semi-truck all by yourself for the rest of your life.
I love isolation.
You can do this no problem. Yeah.
Mr. Beast, if you're looking for the next competitor, dude, you need to call BJ Harris on Twitter, man. Reach out to me. Offer me something. You don't even have to offer that much. You really don't? If you offered me, let's say, $40 to live by myself for 2 years. I could pull it off.
$40.
I could pull it off. $40, Mr. Beast. It's all it takes. 2 years. Isolation. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Look, I'm not going to say good or bad.
Wait, what?
I'm not going to say good or bad, but...
What happened?
I think you can probably guess here. So we went out to the Gaylord over the weekend, right?
Yep.
Spent 2 days at the pool.
Nice. You look tan and handsome.
I got to tell you. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, there's no better place to people watch than a pool. It is absolutely, well, it's just the variety of people.
Yeah.
And the things you do at the pool, the things you wear at the pool, it's a real eye-opener. I hadn't been to the pool in a while. So it was kind of different.
So it's funny that you say that because the river was packed.
Exactly.
Tubers everywhere.
Same
and,
thing.
I mean, just so many tubers, right? And there's a big church group out. By the way, the people that drive those church buses suck. Those vans, they don't know how to drive in the mountains.
They're church people. Let's not give them a hard time. No, they're church people.
Well, they're from all over the country right
well,
now.
God's with them.
At church camp.
Yes.
And it's a one-lane dirt road, and they have no freaking clue. They're awful. But anyway, going back. So we have church people, right? We have church camp. There's all kinds of tubers that are church kids. And then, I'm not even kidding, there's this mom. She's walking along the road because you know how you have to go back to your car after you tube down or whatever?
Hike up.
Yeah, all that stuff if you don't have somebody. And she was wearing a G-string. And I thought, what in the hell, lady, made you think I'm going to wear a G-string to the river?
There you go.
Tubes in a G-string?
If you're in a G-string and you sit down in the water, a fish thinks that's just a fishing line. They're going to nibble on the end of that thing.
Well,
okay.
And the thing is, she was walking with a little kid who was like 5 or whatever. I'm like, you're a mom walking with your tube under one arm. You have a 5-year-old's hand under the, you know, on your hand, and there's your ass cheeks just along.
It's her family day G-string. String,
Jamie, I get exactly what you're saying. Let me tell you what it did to me. It got my head, okay? Because I'm there, people watching, okay? And look, I know we're at the pool, and don't be judgmental, but you can't help it. We're human, right?
Yes.
So the first day I'm there, I'm in the pool, lazy river, whatever, my swim trunks. I saw so much on the first day that the second day I put on a T-shirt. I thought...
You wore a swim shirt?
Yeah. Just a regular T-shirt. I said, you know, I'm no different than everybody else. I'm a disgrace out here.
I'm just hanging out.
Look at me. I went to the restroom, but I saw myself in the mirror. I'm like, I'm no better than anybody else at the pool. So I swear, second day, I put on a T-shirt because I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, they're looking at me the same way I'm looking at them.
Because you're just all out, your boobs, your belly, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if you can say that you go to a swimming pool where there's a lot of people, or the river, or whatever, and you don't see things that you notice and you're a little judgmental, like, man, that person shouldn't be wearing that.
That happens a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you say you don't do that, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because we all have it in us. Do we not?
Well, here's where I get judgy, okay? I am amazed at the confidence.
No joke. So I was looking at all the videos that there was a lot. The Ilge Gardens adult swim party was insane.
Yeah.
On Friday night, and I was looking at all those videos like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
But the confidence.
But they rock it.
Yeah, the confidence.
They don't rock it.
To them, they do.
The confidence.
I think on the first day you were there, you had the confidence, man. Yeah.
No, I was ignorant. I just hadn't seen that mirror. I think I would have caught on to that even in the room in a mirror without being wet.
You needed a dose of reality.
And there's something about looking that way, and then once you get wet, it looks worse.
It does.
It's sad.
Well, it's sags. Also kind of shiny.
Yeah, it's shiny. It's drippy. Other than that, we had a great weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good,
a lot of people at the pool. It was, though. It was just like, wow. What
How
an
was
eye
that
opener.
Ilitch's thing?
Huge.
It looked crazy. There was a ton of people there.
I think it's like the 6th year they've done it.
Yeah.
It's really wild. Grown.
I like how we're so plugged in, we didn't even know our sister station was doing it.
Who was doing it?
Squizzy
DJ
Taylor.
Squizzy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the DJ down.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know my DJs. Especially up at KS107. I don't know all this.
Yeah, it's all Squizzy.
What was this? Squizzy something? Squizzy?
Squizzy,
Squizzy
Taylor.
Jeans?
Squizzy Taylor.
Oh, Squizzy Jeans. Yeah,
Squizzy
that's
Jeans?
He's my favorite. I love Squizzy Jeans.
It was Squizzy
Jeans.
Something. I just didn't know it was
Squizzy
Taylor.
Jeans. Let's change
Squizzy
his name.
Jeans. Sounds like he pooped in them, doesn't
it?
DJ Squizzy Jeans. Oh, what a name.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.